Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. I'm the author of two books on weight. And today I have received some comments from listeners who say they don't really fully understand why I tell them that diets will never work and why they will never be able to lose weight permanently, unless, of course, you go through the process that I've developed. And again, it's free. Look, let's start at the beginning. You never wanted to be overweight or fat. You didn't want it. You liked what you weighed. It was fine. Yet over the years, for some mysterious reasons, your weight increased. You knew your weight was increasing, but you did nothing to stop it. Now, if you want to understand completely why you are stuck at your present weight, you first have to understand how you got there. Now, first of all, please do not blame food. Food just lays there. Don't believe anything you read about or hear saying the food is a culprit. Your emotions do not count calories, believe me. All right, so why did you do it? Why did you put food in your mouth when you didn't want to gain weight? You know, it's not just a question of willpower, which is a joke, because you don't have any willpower to control your emotional needs. Look, you do lots of things with willpower. You hold a job, you raise kids, you have responsibilities, you take care of them. It's not a problem. So what's different about food and weight? So why did you put all that food in your mouth when you knew for sure it was going to result in you weighing what you did not want to weigh, being overweight or fat? Well, look, the reasons you put food in your mouth, and I'm not talking about eating for nourishment, I'm talking about food in your mouth, because putting food in your mouth, when you taste it, and you chew it, and you swallow it, and you savor the flavors, it makes you feel good or stops you from feeling bad. Makes you feel better. So if you're down, you're depressed, which a lot of people are frequently, you put food in your mouth. If you're under tension, you're concerned, you're anxious about something, what do? You put food in your mouth. So understand this, your emotional need to put food in your mouth will always beat your desire to weigh less. 100% of the time. So that is the fundamental problem. Now, how did you get to weigh what you do? I don't like to use numbers because numbers offend people. They're either too high or too low or too personal. Let's say you weigh X and you want to weigh X less 20 or 30 pounds, okay? So how did you get to X? Well, it's really simple. Once you understand why you put all the food in your mouth, you got to a point where you could put enough food in your mouth and maintain a stable weight. The greater your emotional need for food, the more you weigh. The more one uses food to solve emotional issues or emotional problems or emotional needs, the more they weigh. So you're stuck at a weight that you hate. But believe it or not, it is within your emotional comfort zone. So when you try to lose 10 or 20 pounds, you almost can't permanently. So why don't you weigh 10 or 20 pounds more or 10 or 20 pounds less than you do? Because your emotional need to eat food peaked at that point where you are now. So when you're comfortable with it, intellectually you say, this is stupid, I can't stand it, I hate it. But emotionally, you are keeping yourself there on purpose. You are doing it on purpose. So let's say you go on a diet, which I think is a colossal waste of time and money, and let's say your weight goes down 10, 20 pounds. Why can't you stay there? Because it would be the simple thing. You know exactly what to do. You know limitations on putting food in your mouth because you don't want to get back to that weight. but you can't stay there. Why? Because you're not emotionally comfortable there. Your emotional comfort zone is what controls everything. So as long as you are putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons, you're going to stay at the weight you say you have. You hate it. You can say it all you want, but keeping in mind that what a diet does, everybody is telling you diet, lose weight. Here's my new diet. Here's my old diet. This diet is terrific. That's great. You lose weight. None of that is true. You will never lose weight permanently as long as you are using food to make you feel better or to stop feeling bad. And that is exactly what you're doing. When you go down, let's say you, quote, lose weight, close quote, 10, 20, 30 pounds, you feel a tug to get back to where you were. And the chances that you got back to where you were are almost 100%. So you really have very limited control over your weight. You might say, or I might say, you have no control over your weight. Intellectually, you have no control. You don't. Say what you will, go on a diet, go exercise, do whatever you want. On a permanent basis, you are stuck. What I'm selling to you for free, I don't want your money, is freedom from having to worry about your weight, from freedom being able to choose what you want to weigh and stay there. And it won't be through diets. Please don't even think about that. Emotions do not count calories. They don't care. So you have to understand that your intellectual desire to weigh less is fine, but it's a colossal waste of time. If you want to give people money to put you on a diet, fine. That's your business. It's your money. Chances are you're throwing it away or wasting it. So if you want to understand really how to eliminate your emotional need for food, which is keeping you at a weight that you say you hate, stick with me. I will explain how to do it. I've done part of it. We'll do it again. You have to experience the emotional needs. You have to know what they are. You have to experience them. And once you experience them, it's like a new dawn. You say, oh my gosh, I don't have to weigh this. This is just crazy. I can weigh anything I want. And literally, that's true. Keeping in mind, all diets are a fallacy because they are based on emotional deprivation. They purport to take away foods from you that you need for your emotional stability. That will never last. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. Again, remember, this is free. I don't want any of your money. Bye.